Thank you for listening to this sermon from Arapahoe Road Baptist Church. We hope you enjoy the teaching of Dr. David Rogers, lead pastor of Arapahoe Road. For more information about our church and its ministries, please visit arapahoeroad.org. And now, here's Pastor David Rogers.
I want to invite you to open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 30. I want to be here very, very briefly, and then we'll respond and be gone. Isaiah chapter 30 has been a foundational passage of scripture for me over my clergy renewal leave time. So on page 590, if you're using the Bible in the row in front of you, normally when I preach in a style that's called expositionally, which means I take one passage and I just go verse by verse all the way through until wherever it is that we're stopping. Today I'm speaking more prophetically, and you know, you like fiction. Start talking in some kind of different language. No, not like that. You think you start forecasting the future? No, I'm not talking about that. When I say I'm speaking to you prophetically, I mean, the Lord's been saying some things to me to say to you as a church and put it out there that I believe He wants us to walk into that's rooted in Scripture and accountability. And so let me show you this verse here, this few verses that have been so instrumental to me. Isaiah chapter 30, in verse 15, it says this, "For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength." Let me stop there in verse 15. Look over to verse 18. And we'll pick it up there. And it says, "Therefore, the Lord," what? "The Lord waits." Underline that phrase. "The Lord waits. The Lord waits to be gracious to you. And therefore, He exalts Himself." Why does He do that? Because He's a glory hog. We talked about that last week. He loves getting glory. "And therefore He exalts Himself to show mercy to you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who," what? Say it with me. "Wait for Him." Underline that verse. I missed that part. Excuse me, I zeroed in on that part. I missed the first part. I've been waiting on the Lord, but He's been waiting on me. Keep going. "For a people shall dwell in Zion," verse 19. "A people shall dwell in Zion, in Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as He hears it, He answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity," anybody been eating that lately? You're not alone. "Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way. Walk in it,' when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left." This is the word of the Lord. I want to read you briefly what I wrote about this passage on the day that it really connected in my heart on my clergy renewal leave. So this is on July the 22nd. Here's what I wrote. "Lord, I've realized something this morning as I sit before you, reading your word, absorbing my daily devotions, praying and sipping morning coffee. As much as I have been thinking all this time that I've been waiting on you, it is you who've been waiting on me." Quote, "Therefore, the Lord waits." Verse 18, "to be gracious to you and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. I go on writing, yes, I have a part in the waiting, but God has been equally, if not more, been politely waiting on me. This sabbatical has been part of the waiting of the Lord that I might get to experience the realities mentioned three verses earlier in verse 15. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved in quietness, and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling. Then I say this, Andrew Murray wrote this about waiting that was recorded in my Streams in the Desert devotional today. He said, we should not only understand the importance of our waiting on God, but also realize something even more wonderful. The Lord waits on us. And the very thought of his waiting on us will give us renewed motivation and inspiration to wait for him. It'll also provide an expressible confidence that our waiting, hear this, our waiting never will be in vain. Therefore, in the spirit of waiting on God, let us seek to discover exactly what it means right now. The Lord has an inconceivably glorious purpose for each of his children. If you were here last week, we talked about that reflection from Jeremiah, how he created you and had a purpose for you and knew what that was before you were ever even in your mother's womb. And we talked about how he knows the plans he has for you, plans to give you hope and a future, good stuff, not evil stuff. This is just continuing that theme. The Lord has an inconceivably glorious purpose for each of his children. If this is true, you ask, why is it that he continues to wait longer and longer to offer his grace and to provide the help I seek, even after I have come and waited on him? He does so because he is a wise gardener who, quote, waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and is, quote, patient for the autumn and spring rains, James 5:7. God knows he cannot gather the fruit until it is ripe, and he knows precisely when we are spiritually ready to receive blessings for our gain and for his glory. And waiting in the sunshine of his love is what will ripen our soul for his blessings. Also, boy, this was good. Waiting under the clouds of trial. Anybody in here feel like you've been under a cloud of trial? Yes? Also, waiting under the clouds of trials is as important, for they will ultimately produce the showers of blessing. Rest assured that if God waits longer than we desire, it's simply to make the blessings doubly precious. Remember, he waited 4,000 years until when the fullness of time had fully come, God sent his son. Galatians 4:4. Our time is in his hands, and he will quickly avenge those he has chosen, swiftly coming to our support without ever delaying even 1 hour too long. July 22nd. that just keeps washing over me. And as I've walked through Isaiah, there's one other verse I want to share with you. It's Isaiah 26, 8. It came to my attention through one of my mentors 2 decades ago, a half a generation. Because a generation is how many years? 40. So 20 years ago, a man named Louis Giglio started a movement called Passion. And it was based out of this verse. The NIV says it like this: "Yes, Lord, walking in the ways of your laws, we what? Wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts." And he invited us to be a part of what he called the 268 generation, Isaiah 26:8. And it's about a people who are walking with God, waiting on God as the Lord is waiting on us to be the people he's called us to be, not only in this generation, but in the generation that will come behind us. And I share that with you to say, sit and wait on the Lord. Know that he's been waiting on you. And I believe the Lord has been positioning us in these days. And I believe, and I said it last week, he's got us right where he wants us. To lead us where he wants to take us. And I hope you'll be back next week as we continue widening this conversation about what the Lord may be leading the first generation of Arapaho Road to declare to the next generation. This starts in February. That wasn't 3 points in a poem, was it? It's what I believe the Lord's doing in our midst. I want to invite our worship team to lead us in a concluding song, and then we'll depart from this place. And who knows what the Lord may do in your life as you wait on him and walk with him this week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to distribute this recording, but please do not sell or alter it in any way. For more information about Arapaho Road Baptist Church, please visit our church website at arapahoroad.org. Arapaho Road Baptist Church is located at 2256 Arapaho Road in Garland, Texas, with Sunday morning services at 9:30 a.m. Feel free to join us this week.